the rest of the story. On John's desk at work, there was always a doll, a child's doll, carefully, lovingly propped up in its own special corner, watching over the day's business. The doll never stayed in the office overnight. John brought her each morning, placed her in that special corner of his desk where she could see everything that went on, and then he would take her home each evening. Nobody at work ever asked John about the doll. Nobody had to, because everyone who knew John knew the rest of the story. It was a snowy December day shortly before Christmas in 1914 when 8-year-old Marcella Gruel decided to visit her daddy. Now, Daddy John Gruel was a political cartoonist for the Indianapolis Star, and little Marcella trudged all the way there through the swirling snow from their home many blocks away. But she was not alone. She'd brought with her a doll. Well, Daddy kissed the snowflakes from Marcella's long lashes and gave her a big bear hug. It was wonderful that she'd come to see him, he said, but Daddy was working on something called a deadline, and he would have to get all of his work done soon, or the man who had hired Daddy would be very upset, and Marcella said she understood. But there was just one thing. The little girl had been playing in the attic, and she said she'd found this doll. The doll was sad, she told her Daddy, because it had no face. Wasn't there any way that Daddy could make the dolly happy again? Well, John Gruel lifted the doll from his daughter's arms, smiling. Indeed, it had no eyes, no nose, and no mouth, no face at all. But John recognized the tattered doll as having belonged to his own mother once upon a distant time, and John's gaze returned to little Marcella, and again he smiled. Very well, the doll would be given a face. And hastily, with his pen, with the cartoonist's pen, he sketched on the basic features. Happy features, of course. And Marcella, happy also, returned home. Well, Mommy mended and restuffed the dolly, even sewed a little red heart on its chest with the words, "I love you," written inside. And when one day Marcella got sick and had to stay in bed, the little dolly stayed with her, constantly comforting. Daddy even made up marvelous adventure stories about the doll to amuse Marcella and to encourage her to get well. But the little girl seemed to grow increasingly frail instead, spending more and more time in bed. It was a chronic illness, the doctor said, from which Marcella would not recover. She died one day in 1916, and she died with the floppy cloth dolly clutched in her arms. So you understand now about the doll on John's desk, why he brought it to work with him each morning and took it home with him each night, because that was Marcella's doll. The political cartoons of John Gruel are mostly forgotten, but not that doll. Oh, no. The world will always remember his daughter's doll, because not long after Marcella's death, John began writing down the stories which he had once told his little girl while she was ailing, and those dozens of illustrated stories he shared with the rest of us in memory of the dolly's mistress, and in memory of a once-upon-a-long-ago Christmas time when a daddy and his little girl gave a tattered cloth doll a face, and together they gave it a name, Raggedy Ann. And now you know the rest of the story.